Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Ends, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain Podcast. Go check that out if you're a board game fiend like I am. I was just on the most recent episode that just came out yesterday, so go check that out. And joining me is a man who's not only hilarious and wonderful and sweet and charming and just the apple of everyone's eyes, but it's also a man who's celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Ronnie.
Holler. Well, thanks for that lovely intro, Ben.
I'm sorry that we could not be celebrating in person. I have fond memories of when we were in Atlanta 2 years ago, and all those Bravo Lebs sent in videos to wish you happy birthday, and it was such a nice, it was a nice night, and God, I can't wait to celebrate with you again.
Thanks to you, it was a nice night.
Look at the good idea.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, this is one of the first years I'm not just, like, at the Abbey with my friends having drinks on my birthday. So that's weird. So happy COVID day, everybody. But yeah, you know, here I am, 45 years old. I'm an old bitch, man.
I can't believe it. Your spirit is younger. You don't look 45.
I mean, honestly, I can't believe how hot I am. Seriously. I looked in the mirror. You know, I have one of those mirrors, and there's a mirror in front of my shower, basically, which is horrifying, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, this could be worse. That's what I told myself. So, you know, anybody who's feeling down out there in the world, just look at yourself naked and think of how much worse it could possibly be.
Okay? I get it. You know, I think that one thing that I'm starting to realize is nice about being in the 40s is that, like, for so many years, like 15 or 20 years, I have tried to, like, work out and just get, like, that awesome body, like the six-pack, just, like, tone, so I can take those thirsty shirtless photos on Instagram, and I've never gotten there. But I realized in my 40s, like, I've just always had the dad bod, and now I have it appropriately. and
yeah,
so
like out.
I've just waited for my age to catch up with my body, and so you know, there's something really nice about that.
Yes, even when I was like 9 years old, I was like an old 45-year-old queen. Like, fuck her. You know, blah, blah, blah. Facts of life, Natalie. Hey, Natalie, why don't you try to do a scene where you're not laughing through it, idiot? You know? So I've always been like an aging queen. So here it is in real life. My chickens have come home to roost, and they're delicious.
I know. Oh, God, that sounds delicious. I would love some roosted chickens tonight for dinner.
There's also that thing where it's like, you know, you're always, oh, my God, I'm so fat, and, like, I'm going to struggle to, like, get thin and muscular. And at this point, that ship has sailed. And you know what? That's not such a bad saying. It's like the ship has sailed, and thank God I'm not on that ship. You know, what a horrible, horrible lifestyle that. You know, like when they say, don't lose weight to just look good. It's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. I don't want to live that lifestyle. And now I'm 40 fucking five, okay? That's
yeah.
It. I don't care.
Plus, all those people who just had those wonderful bodies, the bodies eventually go. We've seen it. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, could there be any better example than someone who had he is the model of physical fitness, right? And he lost it. And I'm not saying that any judgment, but what happens is that I think that that comes with a lot of pressure to maintain. And then once it starts to go away, which is inevitable, then you start to like feel all these feelings of dread and failure or whatever. And
that's our positive vibes for you guys.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything, you have nothing to maintain. You're welcome.
Because you know what? Let me tell you something, Ronnie. I got reacquainted with some Ben & Jerry's fish food last night. Mm. And it had been a few years. And I was like, why do I not eat this every single day? This is a magnificent thing that has been created for humans. And I don't know, like, why has this not been in my life? I'm loving this right now. And as that like caramel and marshmallow like drizzled all over my chin, I was like, I'm okay. This is this. I will never have that six pack, but I will have this moment of happiness.
I mean, people warn you against what that stuff can do to you, but they never tell you, like, how delicious heart disease tastes, mm-hmm. you know? Like, give it to me with a side of diabetes, too. I will take it. It's delicious. Your Yelp review is glowing. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
absolutely.
Life.
Standing ovation for everyone involved.
Standing up. All right. Well, today, here we are on a show I like to call Malia's Dead to Me, Below Deck Mediterranean.
Oh, so this is our first full non-Hannah episode. It's kind of weird, you know? And I actually had a dream of, like, Below Deck anxiety last night. I, like, woke up. I had dreams of, like, that. I think I was, like, talking with Hannah, and then she was, like, angry at me or something. I just had weird anxiety about this entire... I, like, woke up with... I'm in a weird place today. That's the point. This is what happens when you have fish food, okay? You have fish food and you watch Below Deck, and then you get weird nightmares.
Yeah. I've had no anxiety. Actually, I sleep very good at night. Thank you. Because guess what? I take Tylenol PM, okay? Do I wish it was Vicodin? Yes, but I'm running a boat. So I don't want the new housewife, yeah, Mary Time Law, to come in.
Mary and Time Law. Me.
It has been interesting this week watching just the internet. I mean, just rip apart Sandy and Malia. Just rip them apart.
Yeah, the internet is going bonkers. And, I actually think maybe the punishment doesn't fit the crime in terms of internet justice. I mean, people are really saying that they're, like, the worst people to ever appear on Bravo. I think we found worse. I think we have. But it's always fun when there's, like, to watch a wave of vitriol crest over the internet when it comes to Bravo. That's always a fun experience.
They've been trying to backpedal and stuff, but, you know, sorry, dead to me.
Can't backpedal if you got Valium on board, okay?
Mary Time Law.
Mary Time Law came on board and said, this yacht is under arrest and we are taking her downtown.
Okay, so we are on the Isle of Malgrati.
Yeah.
And in Spanish, mal is bad and gratis is thank you, right?
I'm bad, thank you.
Looking this up. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Like, how are you? Well, we're on the Isle of Malgratis, I'll tell you that. So I'm not good, bitch.
You know, you said that you woke up with no anxiety. I'll tell you who has the most anxiety right now. Chef Tom, who is a potato down... and needs to serve these cavemen upstairs and women.
Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm shitting on your trying to start this recap.
Go ahead.
But I had to Google this because I know people are hitting their steering wheel and calling me an idiot. So I had to Google it. It's actually called Isla Es Más Gratis, which means more grateful.
The exact opposite. That's Watch What Crappens in a nutshell. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so grateful, but they're also angry at the same time. Well, fuck them. No, they're actually just extremely grateful people. Oh.
So, yeah, we open where we started with Tom just getting complaints on his food. He has to recook the lobster.
And
Bugsy's just brought it down to him. And she's like, what do you want me to do, Tom? Can I help you by putting in a cleverly worded barrette?
Yeah. She makes the cardinal sin. She commits the cardinal sin of throwing a fingerling potato in the bin. He's like, oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How am I supposed to get another potato ratty right now? Potatoes just don't grow on trees. They grow on the earth and they're not cooked either. How am I supposed to do a fingerling potato? How am I supposed to cook a fingerling potato right now?
Down the fucking bin. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
How are you?
Where's that noise coming from? Lisa Rinna's just hearing him from the other island. Are you kidding me?
She's on the island of Moss Hustle. Ela Moss Hustle.
So then we go to Jared.
Oh, God.
The pick of the week
and
on
by
this
the way,
show.
Sorry, yes, pick of the week. But also, last week I predicted that they're from either Florida, Arizona, or Orange County. And one of our listeners did the research and said, the correct answer is Florida. Ding, 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 ding.
Good call, buddy.
It's not that hard.
So Jared's like, oh god, you guys don't like raw lobster, huh? Why are we arguing about raw lobster? God, that raw lobster was raw.
I like that he thinks he's so sophisticated because he thinks he's eating raw lobster, and they think they're so sophisticated because they think they're eating raw lobster, like they, but for different type, different reasons. Like, we know our lobster, and this is raw. And he's like, I'm a sophisticated because I'm having raw lobster right now, and they're all wrong.
Yeah, they're all very wrong. So back in the kitchen, Malia's like, Tom, come in here, thinking she can escape, you know, public scrutiny. In the walk-in. So she pulls him in the walk-in. He's like, I am good at what I do, Mummy. I just need to prove it, Queen Mother. And I will. I will.
I understand, honey. Jockey just pudding, tell me how I can pudding. Help.
Yeah, and he's like, I've made a huge fucking mistake. I've got way too much fucking self-respect to do this fucking bullshit.
What's next? What's next? They want me to make a scone? They want me to make cook scones? Okay, I'll cook a scone. I'm just your monkey. I'll just cook things. I'm a cooking monkey. Is that what you want from me? You want a scone at the last second? Fine. And here's my blood, too, while you're at it. Okay?
She goes, just hold it together. He goes, I cannot.
A chocolate cake? They want me to make a chocolate cake right now. Do you understand? Do you understand? My entire childhood was, Tom, wake up. It's time to make the chocolate cake. It's time to make the chocolate cake. These things take time.
I just love his spin on modern slang. Like, I can't. He's like, I cannot. Girl. She's like, but it hurts me to see you like this. He's like, well, I'm sorry. Tom! I was not expecting any of this shit. Whatever, I've got a cake to make. You know what? You might want to check because it's probably a requested potato cake.
It's fucking ridiculous. A cake. I mean, here, do you realize I have to put together cocoa, flour, butter, eggs, salt, baking powder or baking soda, and mix them together and put it in the oven. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Poach it, then fry it, for fuck's sake! He's like slapping things around in the kitchen. What's
fucking happening? Poach it, then fry. Poach it, then fry. Poach it, then fry. The only fry I care about is Stephen Fry, because he's a hell of a comedian, okay?
Now, that's someone who enjoyed a Yorkie pudding. Tell you that. So then we cut to a dildo fight between Al and Jess downstairs, like, ha 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 ha, dildos!
Dildos!
And then,
it,
then back to the kitchen, all stressful plating.
Yeah. Stressful, stressful, stressful. And now Tom has to go upstairs to, like, do some stuff with those giant steaks, etc. So he's up there. He's like, it's all fuming. He's mad fuming right now. So he goes upstairs and he has to, like, be polite. So he's like, he's so angry. And then Jared is like, hey, just so you know, hands down, that was the best lobster I've ever had. He goes, cool, glad to hear it.
And he goes, yeah, I've never had raw lobster like that before. Delicious. I don't know if he said that or he if did. I just put
no,
it in his
No, he did.
Notes.
And Tom's like, well, actually, it's actually fully cooked. It's sous vide. And then a woman goes, oh, I love sous vide. I'm like, you know, sous vide is not a person, right? There's no Susan
Vide. Yeah, I went to high school with her. You know what? No one does a crop top like sous vide.
Actually, sous vide is a type of cooking. It's more for people with sophisticated palates, but it's a really cool way of cooking. So yeah, you actually had fully cooked lobster, you group of American idiots. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically you're seeing it's raw. So basically I killed it with my teeth, all right? So it was a National Geographic lobster. I fucking loved it, loser. Since Sandy comes up running sauce for steak so she can sit there and, you know, do what she does, hover.
Yeah. And they eat the steak and they love the steak. Wow, this is excellent. This is on point. Wow. It's like, cheers. Thank you.
And the captain's just so happy with her choice, you know. And one of the ladies is like, I'd like something chocolate. It's like, yes, they know. Okay, they remember. Trust me. Yeah. This whole episode is now focused on
your chocolate cake. Okay, ma'am. So now he makes this cake. After all that bitching and moaning, he makes a perfectly lovely and beautiful cake that looks wonderful. And so, and Malia is now trying to diffuse any leftover tension by, like, playing with his apron strings. She's like, everything okay? I'm going to play with your strings and play with the apron strings. Do not untie my apron strings! Good God, woman. Good God!
And now it's time to present the cake. And he's like, oh, I hate this shit. This is when you become the circus monkey.
Like, you're the one who chose to be a yacht chef. It's someone's birthday. They may be trash. They may be six cans of garbage sitting around a table, but it's still their birthday. That woman's birthday.
I don't know. I'm still kind of with them, because here's my notes. Happy birthday song. Jared is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Meanwhile, down in the laundry room, Jess and Rob are hugging, just being awful. And Rob's like, I'm thinking about the future and stuff like that.
Like what? Stuff time like travel. What?
Actual future. Oh, and also Bali. Things like that.
Flying cars.
Monkeys in the jungle. Monkeys driving flying cars in the jungle.
Telephones in our hands.
Hoverboards and sneakers that tie themselves.
And Bali. You know, Bali. Things like that.
Things like that.
Does that mean you're loving me more? You guys, if he doesn't go, it's going to be sad. And that sucks, because like Bali has been a dream of mine. He's messing with my head.
I've always wanted to go to Southeast Asia ever since I saw a broke down palace. I thought, wow, what a rush it would be to run drugs over there.
So, Guy... Hey, Roxy. Oh, so Guy's talking to Bugs. One of the guys like, hey, Roxy, bring out the sexy stuff.
I think he said, because she was like, taking cocktail orders, and he goes, hey, Roxy, just bring out six and we'll figure out where to go. And so she's like, makes cocktails, and then she comes back, she goes, it's Roxy with the drinks. Yeah, Roxy, you see me?
So then Justin, is this Justin Robin bed? They're like, wow, Bugsy's such a good chief stew.
It's possible. I didn't write it down. I was trying to minimize notes when it came to Justin Rob being like in close quarters. Because yeah. Whenever they are in close quarters, they're always like up against the camera. They're like that big fly that gets on your like ring cam. You're like, get away. I'm trying to look at the package.
Like, yeah. Let's go steal it. Oh, I just don't want to be like, I don't want to brush something away if it could serve me later. Like, maybe it's sexy. You know, I'm going to try it. Next time I have sex, I'm going to be like, God, Bugsy is a really good chief stew.
Yeah. God, Bugsy's a good chief stew. Yeah.
give it a go.
Yeah. So Tom is with Malia, and he is like, thanks for your help today. And he starts talking about how disappointed he was in service. Like, it's like, if you've been on a boat for 6 months, you could handle it. But to have to run around and look for things, I mean, and you have mother in the back of your head saying, you're failing, you're failing, you're failing. And the Queen Mum is saying, you are excommunicated from the British Empire. Do you know how hard that is, Malia?
But you just got thrown into it, Tom. You did a great job.
She like gets baby voice around him.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, when I'm on a super yacht, everything that I've worked for is at risk. Blood, sweat, and tears into my reputation over the 15 years. And everything is about reputation. It's like, well, you screwed that pooch already. You know what? Upwards and onwards, buddy.
Yeah, try not to have a hissy fit over a generic chocolate cake next time on camera.
You're never going to have another job in your life where people don't order a chocolate cake from you and start laughing. Like, you're gonna have to serve so many chocolate cakes.
I know. So then up on the deck, the guests are ready to turn in, and the lady goes, well, my Hooter's seen better days.
And it's bedtime, and Jared's like, bam, 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 bam,
bam. Yeah, so awful. And then we see everyone in their bunks. It's like nighttime. And then, like, Malia's cuddling up on Tom. He's like, oh my goodness, honey, you're pushing me into the window. Honey, not the window. I'm against the window. I'm straight up against the window, honey. You have to stop. You have to stop this. My reputation is not like this. I'm not going to be like this. I won't have this. Don't be kicking off me. I'm too close to the window.
Oh, as I look out this window, I see a little potato passing by.
God damn it.
So the next day, Tom's like, all right, let's do it. Like, he's trying to be chipper.
Cheerio. Yeah, that's actually exactly what I want for breakfast. Thank you so much.
I'm not sure what, did they show the close-up of what Bugsy wrote on the whiteboard yet? I don't know
not
why.
Yeah, that's later in the episode.
Okay. It's not even that funny, but yeah, I just
and it doesn't have any bearing on anything, but I definitely paused and I was like.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. So Malia, Stern, open the Stern. Oh my God, Stern. Bow, Stern. Starboard.
Crow's nest.
Gary. I need a goddamn potato.
So then Bugsy's like, I have a lot put on my plate. I'm getting to know the new chef. I've got a crew of one. I'm liaisoning. It's a lot to deal with.
I have so much on my plate, but I'll tell you one thing I don't have on it. A potato!
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
And then it's a call to good old Norma. She's like,
hello, I would just like to update the status of the belly dancer.
Norma's like, listen, I'll update you when it fucking gets closer. Jesus Christ, you have to call me every 2 seconds.
So Tom and Bugsy are talking about lunch plans and everything is calm. It feels like a brand new day. It feels like a promo for Good Morning America. It's a beautiful day. So Deku is putting toys in the water, and then there's this weird scene where they're like trying to decide who's gonna go on the tender and what goes on the tender and who wants to be in the tender, and then like the tender's sort of pulling away and there's like a rope situation, and
they're putting way too much on the tender, and it like shit's, you know, looks like shit's gonna fall off of there. And, they're all fighting, and Pete's being bossy, and Rob's feeling hurt because no one's listening to him.
Yeah.
They're like, Rob, are you going to go? He's like, I don't think we should all leave. Alex is like, yeah, not all three of us should go. You know, only two of us can go. You want to go? I'm going to go. We're going to go. You stay here, Rob.
I was like, why are we watching this?
I don't give a shit. And Alex is like, you want to go? He's like, well, what's wrong?
I know. Nothing. I know I can contribute. And I know I can help, but they don't listen.
I'm like, that's because you're sitting in the corner, like having a Radiohead concert for one in your head, okay?
And Unit's like, what the fuck is Rob doing? Let it go, Rob. Let go of the rope, stupid.
Rob's like, I like to be held, and so does the rope. Is that so wrong?
So then upstairs, Sandy sees Jared and she's like, oh, so did you sleep well? He's like, yeah, I slept okay. My little Russian snow pony's a little blitzed. I'll tell you, these kids, they are too much for me. Glad I married one and have sex with her every night. Too much.
She's like, all right then. Okay. So then Bugs on an island. Oh,
season could be called Bugs on an Island.
I know.
Alone on an island, it's Bugs.
She's like, in all my career, this is the only time I've been on a yacht with just two other stewardesses. But I don't want to let them see me sweat. I shall sweep this beach. I shall reorganize the rocks. All the fish will be lined up singing a musical number. When I was chief stew.
Wasn't there a show that we used to have a recurring joke about where someone would go, I'm on an island? Wasn't there someone who used to say that all the time?
I don't know.
I'll leave that for the audience to pick through the archives and tell us what that was. So
so then Alex sees one of the guys in a Speedo. He's like, hey, Bugs, you think I'd look like that? I'd look good in one of those?
Yeah. And she's like,
When I was chief stew, I didn't look at men in Speedos.
And then it just cuts to just sleeping, standing up against a wall.
Yeah, just stand sleeping. She's too lazy to even sleepwalk. So Rob is telling Malia,
I'm just over for Alex and Pete. Pete was telling me to do things like work with. Don't delegate like that. Work with me. Don't delegate.
She's like, yeah, whatever. Did you throw the rope at them?
Maybe.
She's like, managing this crew has been a challenge. You know, it's basically HR. And Tom needs help, you know? You have to keep your eye on the bigger picture. Like, that's not your job, man.
Yeah.
Your job is not downstairs suing for your man, okay?
Exactly. So, Bugsy and... So now it's time to bring the food over to the island. And so Bugsy and Tom are bringing food to the tender. And Tom is being all nice now. He's like, can I give you a hand with it? No? Okay. I'm just even-keel Tom. Just a happy chef in the galley. Able to do anything that Mummy wants me to do.
And he's handed her a tray of shrimp cocktail in, like, standing glasses. I don't know what you call those.
They're like they almost
cocktail
look like,
glasses, right?
Yeah, like cocktail glasses or like the things that you put
cocktail.
Sundays.
Cocktail, get it?
Yeah, cocktail.
A shrimp cocktail. There you go. So little cocktail glasses. And of course, they're not going to make it on a tender like that. And one falls over. And Malia's like, who does a tray of shrimp cocktail? And then at the bottom, it's round. It's not even square at the bottom. It's round.
Yeah. Quick physics lesson from Malia. So they bring them back. And so he has to like scoop the shrimp cocktail back into the thing. And he's like, Malia, quick tip. If one falls over, don't try to compensate by tilting it the other way, you stupid face. You knocked over all the shrimp cocktails. You knocked them all over. I placed them perfectly. A perfect cube of shrimp in every single one. And you ruined it. You ruined it all, Mummy.
Basically, I am a very talented chef. And right now, to me, you are a chocolate cake. She's like, oh.
She's like, well, don't put unbalanced glass jars in a beach picnic.
Well, don't be so American about it. How about that? Don't be so American.
So then, back at the island, back at Bugs Island, she's setting up and doing everything. And then it just keeps cutting back and forth. They don't have Hannah. They can't intercut Hannah smoking anymore. So yeah. Now they're just going to show Jess sleeping in as many places as they can. Now she's in bed, like chilling with her phone.
I really missed Hannah's eye rolls. Like this was like such a honey eyes episode. And the fact that we didn't get any of her smirks, like go fuck yourself or just like her eye rolls or her like snickering. I was like, we really miss that. This is where Bugs fall short by a wide margin.
Yeah. I needed some Diana Fire eyes for sure.
Yeah.
So picnic, they love the food and Bugsy's like, Malia, relate to Tom that the food is going down real good and be sure to specify it's not going down the bin.
Because I don't want to give him don't want him to lose it again, but they love it. They love it.
And Bugsy is like a really annoying saucier. Did you notice that? Or I guess saucier is the one who makes the sauce, but she comes by with like a thing of sauce. She goes,
hey, bet I come drop some sauce on that. I'll drop some sauce on that. Okay, I'm gonna hit you with some sauce.
I'm like, you are turning into the Guy Fieri of sauces right now, Bugsy. Just like put the sauce on a table and say,
sauce over here if you need it.
So then Alex is talking to Malia and he's like, is Rob upset? And she's like, well, he did say something about you and Pete. And he's like, yeah, he gets so sensitive. You know, I love the guy, but relax. She goes, I know, just let it go.
Yeah. Malia talking about just letting it go and not being oversensitive about something. I like that.
I know. You know, she's not mad because she didn't like rifle through his bag and like, you know, pose a good picture.
Yeah, exactly. So then over on the island, Jared and his his lady Tatiana, she's like, I want to take photo. So they're like, they go over onto these rocks, and she's like, I could get naked down here and no one would see. So
I want a picture of my ass bending over. Do it portrait. Portrait takes better quality. Okay, I hope you got some hot bottoms. Pictures.
I'll take down bottoms, okay? I'll take down portrait. Portrait, bottoms, and portrait. She goes, yeah. She goes, I hope you got some hot pictures. And he goes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
This is gross.
Gross. So back on the boat, Bugsy is going to make Alex do some belly dancing for some good laughs.
Oh,
some
God.
Wacky laughs.
You know, that's a great idea. We don't get to see that on this show enough, is when the guys have to take off their shirt and dance for guests. God, that's a great idea that she has.
Yeah, and they're trying to do their flirting, but it's just, like, not turning anybody on. Yes. And he's like, you know, I was going to... Oh, who says... I was going to serve you as the appetizer. Oh, yeah, she says that to him.
I was going to serve you as the appetizer. Who do you want to be served to?
And he's like, Bugsy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he sort of suggests that they go on a date, but she doesn't really respond because she's focused on her tablecloth. You know, it's that sort of chemistry we all look forward to when we turn on TV. When a girl can't decide between a tablecloth or a guy.
Totally. And she's like,
well, I don't know if he's joking with me, and I don't want to make myself vulnerable if it's just a big joke. Ooh, I don't want to be vulnerable.
Like, this isn't the fucking Bachelor. Why is this show trying to turn into the Bachelor? No one cares, okay?
Literally.
No one needs to see you and Alex flirting. No one needs to see your, like, crazy hat banter.
I blame Pete, because if Pete weren't so awful and got himself fired, then I feel like we for sure would not have had to watch endless minutes of these, like, lukewarm romances happening on the boat. I feel like we'd have other content to watch. It's just so awful. So yeah. So now Rob and Malia are, like, dealing. There's a slide that needs to be rolled up. It's the age old slide dilemma, you know. And so it needs to be rolled up, and Malia gives a suggestion, and they're rolling it up, and Rob is like, I'm fucking tired of this. It's hot. I'm tired. And just going on and on and on. And
Because first they're taking down the slide, and she's like, well, wait, so we need to do it. And he goes, well, this is how it's being done. She goes, but it could be done differently. And so she's already mad. So then they start the roll. Dun, dun, dun. And the belly dance is here. And back to the slide drama.
Yeah. And so the slide, they've rolled up the slide, but it's still too puffy. So she's like, you know what? Just put the white cover on it and put it over here on the side. Because we have to get into our blacks. Because we have to help out with dinner service. Because we're down to stew, essentially. And so they're like, Rob goes, no, we're stubborn. And they decide to re-roll the whole thing, which then takes, like, another 20 minutes, I'm assuming.
Yeah, she's like, I'm tired of these boys ignoring me. And he says, are you still in your mind about defiance of a direct order? She's like, about you two fuckers doing that? Yeah, you know how much I appreciate that? I've had it.
I thought that was a lot of balls for Rob to be like, are you still in your mind about defiance of a direct order? You're the one who gets moody if someone, like, doesn't pass you a goldfish cracker in time. Like,
is there a reason why he hesitated? I feel like I get more respect.
And just the way he relates to every single thing is like, oh, really? Are you in your head about it? How are you feeling about it right now?
I know.
What are your feelings?
Rob, you're the one who, when they said throw the rope, you moped for the rest of the episode. And now you're going to get upset at Malia for being annoyed that you didn't follow her order?
Yeah. So then Bugsy is meeting up with the belly dancer who's there, whose name is Baya. And she's like, oh, Baya, what's your name? Well, that's fitting for this boat. Baya! Everyone gets fired here, darling. Good luck here!
Oh, so she comes on the boat.
Sorry, that was a stretch, guys. Okay. So then Jared comes out in an elephant trunk Speedo, because he's wacky.
He's wacky, wacky, wacky. And then up in the kitchen, Bugsy goes up to Alex and Jess because they're going to have to clean up the rooms. She goes, are you ready for some turndown for what? Get it?
How much time for scallops?
And he's like, 10 minutes. And then we get some Al and Jess doing the beds, some wacky bedtime with Alex and Jess.
And Jess is like, I feel like I'm working my butt off. I just God, you know, like, between my naps, there's so much work to do that I sometimes do, and I just think that I'm, like, really deserving of the second stew position at this point.
Oh my God, I'm doing, like, two jobs right now, which means I'm gonna have to quit two jobs right now. That's really rough.
I'm doing two jobs, but luckily I'm only doing half the effort in both of them, so I guess that
it
means
only makes three quarters. So Malia and Captain Sandy are eating, and Rob passes by them, and she's like, "Rob, where were you?" And he's like, "Up on the bow. Can I ask what's going on right now? Because you seem very angry towards me, and I don't appreciate that. It's got me in my head."
I was like, this is your boss, okay? Like, I know that, like, we're all hating on Malia right now, but, like, this is also your boss. And,
yeah,
like,
you're stupid, Rob. Like, I'm totally ready to, like, you know, nail Malia on any little thing right now, and you're making me be on Malia's side.
Yeah, you're putting us on Malia's side right now. Like, this is your boss, and you're talking down to your boss in front of the captain. It was so obnoxious. And so she's like, "Yeah, you can ask that, because you and Pete blatantly ignored what I asked you to do, and I am not fond of it." And he goes, "I understand that, but the thinking was that we could do this really quickly." And she's like, "It wasn't really quickly. It's 9 o'clock now, and we're just getting into our blacks right now." And Sandy's just sitting there like a TV judge, like, "We're going to have to see some witnesses on this one, if you know what I'm saying. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's breakfast time, because I could go for cereal."
"Don't give me Captain Crunch and tell me it's Cheerios." Right there, mister. "I'm going to rub my invisible beard right now. Look at that. Rubbing my invisible beard." He's like, "Well, I can appreciate that. And I have appreciated it the entire time." Like, oh, okay. Now you want points for being respectful this whole time. Like,
yes,
that was some kind of a struggle for you. And she's like, "Well, I'm not allowed to be angry about that right now, because you guys are angry all the time." He's like, "Well, I don't appreciate being called a fuck-up in a professional environment."
She's like, "Well, then don't be one." He goes, "But I'm speaking to you as a professional individual." I'm like, you are condescending to your boss right now, and you are on a thin line. And sure enough, Sandy goes, "You know what? I don't know what happened, but if someone said do it this way, and if you said, 'Hey, may I make a suggestion? Could we have a nap first? Maybe fire up some Branzino. Maybe get on that banana. God, I love that banana.' That's different. But when you're completely insubordinate in front of other people, it's so disrespectful. And that's not cool. Now get me some toast."
"Now, listen here. I'm going to leave you guys alone, and I'm going to get Norma on the phone, because I could fire you. But frankly, I just like the sound of her voice, and I'm getting addicted to it at this point."
So Malia's like, "Rob, do you have something to say?" He goes, "No, I have nothing else to say. Only things to feel."
"If only you could hear the inside of me."
"Is there a chandelier I could cut down?"
So, Arabian Nights party.
Wow.
So, belly dancer. Jared, of course, is hamming it up with the belly dancer.
Oh, God, he is hilarious. Life of the farty.
God. So then Malia and Tom are in the kitchen, and he's like, "Are you all right?" She's like, "Well, I'm just tired of dealing with stuff on deck right now." He's like, "Well, for me, it's all good till full service." Dun, dun, dun.
Last night,
he tells us... Yeah. Oh, sorry, babe.
"Last night's dinner was frustrating. I mean, they don't have refined taste buds. I mean, it's basically like serving food to a bunch of turtles, if you know what I'm saying. It's very frustrating when it's such a big part of your identity, being wonderful, and then awful, awful people eat your food, and then they say it's raw. I mean, poached and fried, poached and fried, poached and fried without a potato. What am I supposed to do about it, Mom?"
Word of the day: frustrating. Frustrating. It's so frustrating.
"I cannot.
I cannot.
I cannot speak to my hand.
Tell it to the palm, sister."
"Literally, I cannot."
So everybody runs the food. Everybody bands together and runs that food. Scallops with dashi broth. Amazing. It's delicious.
And then meanwhile, laundry, there's like... It's like the Himalayas of laundry is downstairs. Just these giant, giant mountains of sheets and shirts and things like that. And Jess and Rob are just making pillow talk somewhere, just being just utterly annoying. And Rob's just complaining about Malia and the slide. And I haven't disrespected her once, except for that time when I just disrespected her in front of the captain just now, but not once.
Yeah, and someone's calling him over the radio, and she's like, every second we have together is interrupted. It's
like, I love you.
I love you.
You do?
Aww. You are not owed an uninterrupted moment when you're on the job, when you're on the clock.
Yes. You're at work.
Okay. You're at work. You're at work. So now it's time for the next course, and most of the people are getting some miso glazed salmon over some broccoli, but there are two people who want chicken, and one of those people is a guy who's wearing like a white blazer and no shirt, so he's really full of class.
Yeah, this guy sucks. He's the one who's like, well, you didn't want a raw fucking lobster? So he's like, this is fucking raw chicken. It's fucking raw chicken, all right?
There's pink a, like a motherfucker.
That's a pink line, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's pink like a motherfucker. And then there's another girl, I think it may be Ashley, the primary, who's like, yeah, the texture, this is... And she's like chewing it like a, you know, when like a five-year-old has like said that they don't like something before they've tried it, and then they taste it and they do like it, but they have to like... go all the way with what they had said before, so they let it sort of half dangle out of their mouth and go, it's gross. That's what she's doing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
yeah, this is like this. I don't even think this is chicken. I think it's fish.
So Bugsy's like, should I pan fry that? The chef loves to refry poached things. And he's like, dude, a raw fucking chicken. So she takes it down to Tom. She's like, Tom, could you pan fry that? I told him it was cooked. He's like, oh, I don't think they understand what poached means because they're complete fucking idiots. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. Frustrating, but whatever.
I mean, they've pied me at this point. I mean, I'm feeling straight up muggy, okay? I'm feeling muggy right now. What the doing this right in my face. I poached it. I poached it. It's cooked. It's poached. Everyone loves poached food. Poached chicken. Poached eggs. Poached potatoes. Poached shrimp. Poached chocolate cake. Everyone likes poached except for these idiots.
So now it's time for Alex to belly dance. So he comes out, and then the guy gets his refried chicken or whatever. He's like, this is legit.
Yeah. You know what? This poached and fried chicken, ooh, perfectly dry. I'm so glad.
So Jared is telling Bugs a story. He's like, hey, Bugs, you know, when I met her, she said, my name is Tatiana, and I changed it to Carmen. I said, why? She said, because I like cars and men. And I said, my name is BJ Golf.
And then Bugs, of course, has to spell it out.
Because you like BJs and golf.
He's like, yeah, you got it.
Well, my name is Thunder Tablescape.
Barrett Thunder!
Barrett Thunder Tablescape! At your service!
So then in the kitchen, Al goes down to wash some dishes, and Jess tells Bugs, hey, do you want me back? Because laundry is bad, but she goes, you can go now, just Rob can flip the laundry. She's like, oh, I haven't had time to even put that in yet, so...
All right, then, just go down.
Yeah, I haven't had time yet because I've been standing and sleeping.
Yeah, and then we cut back to the guests, and one of the guys is grabbing one of the woman's boobs. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, that looks great. I love that outfit.
Like, hey!
I like some things raw, you know what I'm saying? So then Rob is, like, now talking to Malia, and he's like, I won't overthink things now. And she's like, listen, I was just upset at the moment. Like, it's, you know, Pete was driving me nuts. You don't really see him on camera a lot, but he's still there, and he's still driving me fucking nuts. So I'm sorry about that. He's like, it's all right. Can I talk to you about Bali? I'm scared about making the right choice. Do I go to Bali? Do I not go to Bali? Do I go to Bali? Do I not go to Bali? No one cares. No one cares about if you go to Bali. Literally, no one cares. There's no drama in you changing your ticket.
Yeah, and you've already said I love you, so now's not the time to have second thoughts, you know? He's like, my heart is telling me to go to Bali, but my head is telling me, run. Run for the border. Don't let them look under your car seat. Malia's like, well, it's I think you should always go with there. Your heart. What'd you say?
It's better to fly there than to run there.
She's like, I think always go with your heart. I mean, look what it got me.
You just hear a pan hit the wall.
God damn it!
Oh, we're out of potatoes again.
I'm better than this, mother.
Who asked for chocolate cake at 11:30 p.m.?
My boyfriend is probably so confused about what's coming out of this room.
Not at all. He's probably not at all. His eyes are rolled into the back of his head. You know they are right now. One of his eyes is half closed.
So, now...
I can totally see his look right now.
Yeah.
Just like putting on closed captioning on The View.
I love the idea that, like, maybe my voice is, like, speaking over Joy Behar's voice that he's watching.
Like, it's got to be a real trip when we do Real Housewives of...
You know what I think about Donald Trump? I think that, like, you know what? It's just that, who wants it? Who makes dinner without a potato? Who makes dinner without a potato?
It's got to really trip him out when we're doing Real Housewives of New Jersey and Joy Behar is on there going, who cares? And Joe Giudice is like, who cares? So what?
Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
Okay, so anyway, the guests compliment Bugs. They can tell that, like, they're down a stew, but not because the service is bad, but they can see that she's running around everywhere. And Jess is, like, meanwhile, like, standing asleep over the table. Like, Jess, could we have, like, another cocktail? Jess? Hello? Oh, sorry. I was standing.
So Malia and Tom are in bed, and she's like, today pissed me off. This crew is really strung out. And he's like, well, I mean, that was the first trip, and I was frustrated as hell. Anyway, I have to go to sleep now.
Anyway, I have to go to sleep. Could you please, no, not the window again. Please, please, Malia, please. You know how I hate being pressed against that window. I cannot. It's frustrating. No, Malia, no, not the window. Not the window.
So then upstairs, or in their cabin, it's Kermit and Jared. Or are they at the hot tub? I don't even know. But they're so gross. They're on the deck.
Just being, we can't even see what they're doing. They're just being, like, disgusting.
She's, like, sexy dancing. She's like, boats and hoes, boats and hoes. She's like, I love you so much.
So then Bugs, meanwhile, is up doing all the laundry that Jess should have been doing. And then it's like 1:38 in the morning. And then this is where she writes on the whiteboard and they do like a close-up on it.
I just love that she has to specify every single little thing.
Please vac entire main deck after setting breakfast. Then please put all something away and clean pantry.
Don't throw any potatoes in the bin. Just trust me on this one.
Whatever you do, do not say chocolate cake.
So it's the morning, and then there's cleaning and cleaning and prepping for breakfast and cleaning and prepping and prepping and cleaning. And then Sandy walks by the laundry room and goes, oh my God, such a nightmare. Look at, oh God. Oh, Jess, why aren't these washers and dryers going? They should be going 24/7.
Yeah, turn them around. Almost like you fired somebody without having a backup plan. So Jess is like, well, we're down a stew again, and I keep getting shot on with this laundry. And then the captain brings Bugs over. Bugs is like, good morning. He's like, oh, really? Well, that should be going, and this should be going. This is ridiculous. This should never be not going. You know what? Do your laundry. Okay, here's what I want. Just do your laundry.
No guests are up. There should be no excuses. Well, I thought that when the guests aren't up, we should be making the tablescapes. Isn't that what we learned from last season? No. When guests aren't up, you do the laundry. Oh, okay. All right.
Now, look, I know you're going to train that dum-dum over there, but listen, her lackadaisy attitude about it? No. No.
And we all know that's when you eat daisies as a laxative.
Works every time like a charm. Still a size 2, thank you.
Regular. So Bugsy goes, Jess is now like steaming something, and Bugsy walks over and goes, happy? She's like, why would I be happy?
Why wouldn't you be happy? It's the last day of China.
Thrilled.
That's the attitude.
Fuck you too.
Well, this isn't a charter to crack the whip on her, but she'll get up to speed.
And Jess just does, like, calming breaths. She's like, just breathe. She will not make me a bitch. She will not make me a bitch. You're calm. You're happy. She's trying to bring up bitchy Jessica.
B-15! B-15, bitch!
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, great. Just closed the door on my hand again. Oh, well. So now Tom is making huevos rancheros for breakfast, and Bugsy, we found her Achilles heel. She does not know what huevos rancheros are.
Huevos rancheros?
Huevos rancheros. It's a Mexican breakfast. They don't know what it is.
They will?
Simple people's food. It's just beans and cheese, basically, and eggs.
Huevos rancheros.
Huevos.
Huevos rancheros.
Huevos.
Huevos rancheros. God damn it, lady. First you destroy my potatoes, and I can't even say the dish that I'm making properly.
So she goes up and she's like, wow,
Heroes Rancheros. I just love that. Okay, Heroes Rancheros.
Cyros Rancheros.
Oh, now that I've got out the Delos Rancheros mugs, Jess, how's laundry looking?
She's like, not bad.
Good girl, I'm a girl. Calitos Rancheros.
Buena parte, Rancheros.
Packing, time to go. Time to go.
Fun time.
Oh, it's extreme docking. Docking. Malia, looks like we've got a boat on each side of us. And guess what I can hear?
Boats.
Laundry running on both sides of them. All right. Both of them have dryers going.
Lots and lots of dryers. Okay. All right. So now they're like docking, getting the bags off. Tom is helping take the bags off. Everything's going well. And the guests leave, and the guy makes a speech like, thanks so much. You dealt with my disgusting father and my wife here who doesn't know good chicken, even if it's in her own mouth.
Bugs, phenomenal. Okay, and Jess is like, bye. Did you catch that? They were like, okay, here's your envelope full of money, and they started walking, and then Jess just goes, bye.
No, I didn't.
It was so loud it blew out her microphone. It's like, okay, Jess, very excited today for that.
She's so happy.
So finally. Then let's see, Bugs is like, Jess, in exactly 2 weeks we left together, or I throw this radio at you. Oh, no. I'm sorry, you guys. I totally just lost it right now. Jess is in her bunk, and she's telling Rob, oh, my God, in 2 weeks we leave together, or I throw this radio at you. He's like, you're throwing this radio? She goes, yeah, because I feel like I want it more than you.
Baby. You want the radio more than me? I don't want the radio. You do want that radio more than... No, I mean going to Bali. You want to take the radio to Bali? No, I want to throw the radio if you don't come to Bali. So if we go to Bali, we're bringing the radio and holding on to it and not throwing it. No!
Huevos Rancheros!
Tip meeting. Hey, you guys killed it, except for Jess. Still a lot of laundry down there. You should probably take care of it. I did see some sort of elephant thong that you want to maybe be careful with. But considering everything that went down, you know, firing the chief stew because she had a prescription on board. And we got a new chef who was crying about chocolate cake. You know, a lot was going on. Bugsy, you did it with ease and grace.
Yeah, Bugsy wore those barrettes. That was great. You know, I know it's been rough dealing with this after we got Pablo Escobar imprisoned. But guess what? I've got a new second stew for you. She'll be here by next charter. She looks shockingly similar to Jessica, which is in no way going to make anybody jealous on this boat.
All okay. I got to say about this next stew is if she asks you to put a finger up her bum, do not do it.
Now, after I've had such a fit about drugs, we're going to spend the last couple of weeks with you crazy kids partying in Ibiza.
We're going to Ibiza, all right? So, everyone have fun. You guys are going to stay on board tonight. And guess what you're all going to do? Get some sleep. Ah, now that's a party. That's the real Ibiza. I call it Ibiza, right?
Ibiza.
hey, you know what? I got a new drug for you. You put it on your tongue. You concentrate on it till it melts. It's called Hugs.
By the way, I love that song. Huey Lewis and the News, I got a new drug. Okay? Don't take it literally.
I got a new drug. It's a hug.
Say no to drugs. Say yes to Hugs. God, Nancy Reagan. What a hair inspiration.
Hugs and drugs. No, Hugs are drugs. Okay, not Hugs, not drugs. Hugs are drugs.
So Jess has to go on to land to get her hand checked. So Rob is like making a very ordinary experience of switching his flight into some sort of grand romantic gesture. He's like,
guess what? I'm changing my flight to Bali. I've bought the ticket, Malia. I've bought the ticket.
Like, great. You've navigated orbits. Just like thousands of other people. Come.
Yeah. You've gone on TripAdvisor. Congratulations.
You checked in on Seat Guru to make sure that you had the optimal seat. Huzzah.
Will you have my babies?
So Malia is the one who actually kind of made this terrible, because she's like, oh, you know what we should do? We should have some champagne up on the top. We can have some fun with that. We have champagne to celebrate it, you know? I'm like, why are we celebrating him getting a ticket? Why?
Yeah. And he's like, well, maybe cabin arrangements. So basically, he just wants to have the bedroom for the night, you know?
Yes.
But Malia's going to make like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. So then first we have the guest meeting.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the preference sheet meeting. And the next charter is Johnny Damon, and his wife.
Ugh. The worst.
They were terrible. Their charter was awful last season. And they have this friend. I forget the friend's name, but he was this, like, this awful, awful person who, when there was this, like, fight on board their boat last charter, He was the one who stood in the corner, and then once Joao removed the person from the boat, he was like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, USA, USA, USA. I'm like, okay. Stupid person.
Oh, yeah, I didn't remember that was the same thing. Was that the one where the boat owner, the next door neighbor yacht owner, came over?
Yeah. And basically, I think what we sort of inferred was that they probably got into a fight about like Trump, right? Because this guy said, like, the guy was basically like
we, you guys are supposed to count on you guys,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, he was saying stuff like that, because this guy was like a big Trump. They kept on scattering the episodes with like all this Trumper shit, and so of course they got into a fight about that. And then, like, once Joao removed him, then he became a tough guy. He's like, yeah, you get the fuck off this boat. Yeah, you suck.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, once he's restrained.
Stupid.
Oh God. And then they showed clips of his wife Michelle when she's like, this is not 5-star and we are so 5-star, like, we're from Windermere, Florida, so
5-star. Sandy's like, okay, all you need to know is that this food has to be steaming hot. I was like, oh, that's right, because like the food would arrive for Johnny Damon and he's like, this is ice cold. He's like, okay.
Sure. New money. Last charity, he complained about the food. So then we get clips of them complaining about everything and them wanting more or bigger portions because mm-hmm. they're Americans. Yeah.
Yeah. So then for this stupid ticket reveal, Bugsy's like,
how about we bring the thunder by making up a bunch of clues, and he can find the clues to Rob upstairs.
I'm like, how about everyone just throws up and just jumps off the boat, please? Like, no, like, we do we need a scavenger hunt to get Jess to see Rob to say,
I've changed my seat?
No, we don't need that.
Just leave it in a pile of laundry for her to find when she does. Oh, she's not going to do the laundry. All right, never mind. We'll do clues.
So Jess is back, and like she starts getting these stupid clues, and she's going to all these different parts of the boats, and she's like, huh, what, huh, what do I, oh my God, this is crazy. And like, even the way she holds her clue papers is so Jess. They're like, you would think you would just sort of like hold them together as like a little stack, but they're all like at like different angles out of her fingers, like all like wrinkled. I'm like, how did you wrinkle your clues so much so quickly?
So everybody's all dressed up for this for some reason. Like, they make it really romantic. They all take Sarah's and get dressed up. And so her final clue is up on the top deck. And she's like, oh,
I'm going to Bali with you.
You really want to?
I do. And then they make out.
And then he hands her like this little scroll that has like, it's like tied with a string, and she like unfurls it, and it's literally a printout of the seating chart. I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing that ever happened on Below Deck.
So everybody's like, cheers, oh my god, you guys are going to Bali. She's like, oh my god, this is such a surprise. Like, why are you such a good liar then?
Oh yeah, he's like, I was trying to surprise you.
But it was a lie.
There was also some weird scene with like Tom and Malia and alarm clock, which I couldn't quite decipher. But he's like, could you get the goddamn alarm?
Wasn't he saying like, could you plug the phone in or something? And she hands him a cord. And he's like, I don't need these gizmos.
Yeah, I didn't really know what was going on. Yeah, that's right. He did say, I don't need these gizmos.
Because they kept cutting back and forth between Rob and Jess being really romantic, and then Malia and Tom just being...
These like, gizmos won't bake a cake.
Plug this into a potato, I fucking dare you.
Oh, it actually worked. Oh, that's right, there is that science experiment.
So, yeah. So then it's the morning. Fucking alarm sound.
Yeah.
And is the new stew coming? Oh my god, the new stew's coming. Bloop. Oh my god, the new stew's coming.
Norma, I'm gonna hold the phone up to the air so you can hear the new stew that I found all by myself.
Yeah, useless Norma. Thanks again for nothing. Again, Norma. Taisha, your favorite bush pig is back.
She is my favorite bush pig. I don't even know what that means. It feels actually vaguely offensive, but she's my favorite.
I know. I'm so glad she's back.
I love Aisha.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yes. Next week, they go to Ibiza. And Aisha looks like, they're like, now remember, Aisha, no drinking. Good times. Well, Ronnie,
good times.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. I've got a little gift for you, which is that I'm going to Bali for your birthday.
Oh my god, that's so romantic.
I hope you have all the potatoes and chocolate cake that you could want today.
That's actually my favorite foods.
Good. You deserve them. You're my work husband. I love you. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk Selling Sunset.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Louis Balfour. And welcome to the radio ad for The Fast Show. Just a load of blooming catchphrases. Nice. In the two-hour special, we'll be bringing you the complete history of The Fast Show, from the show's origins to its enduring success, and all that jazz in between. Great. So don't miss The Fast Show, just a load of blooming catchphrases, Saturday at 9 on the Gold TV channel. Wonderful.